We're going to talk about a new statute, Supported Decision Making Agreement Act. So, you know, we live in a great state. Texas was the first state to have margarita machines. It was the first state to have Frito chips and microchips, the first to have fajitas and Dr. Pepper. And now Texas is the first state in the nation to have a Supported Decision Making Agreement Act. What we're going to cover today is an introduction to the supported decision-making model, the history of the Texas statute, and then we'll go over the provisions of the statute. And we may have time for some ethical considerations and then talk about the practical application of the statute. So this Supported Decision-Making Agreement Act became effective September 1st of 2015, and it was part of the guardianship reform. And so this is a less restrictive alternative to guardianship. So it's one of those things we have to consider before we file a guardianship. It's found in Section 1357 of the Texas Estates Code. Supported decision-making is a process to support an adult with an intellectual, developmental, or cognitive disability. And it provides help so that that adult can make their own life decisions, such as where to live, who to live with, what services and medical care they'd like to receive, and where to work. A supported decision-making agreement is a written agreement, and it allows this adult with disabilities to choose a supporter. A supporter is the person who helps the adult with three main things: obtaining the information needed to make the decision, understanding the choices and risks, and then communicating the decision to appropriate parties. So the most important thing that I will say today is that the supporter does not make the decision for the individual. The individual actually makes the decision.